consciously, we have to create a conscious, positive, virtuous intention. And as Geshe-la says, the best intention to have is the intention to benefit others. He tells us, for example, when we ordain, he says, what's the best way to protect your ordination vows? What's the best way to make sure you don't break your vows? Simple. Maintain the intention to benefit others. Everything you do, do with the intention to benefit others. Just do that check. Then it's impossible to break your vows. I mean, how wonderful. How powerful is that? One little mental factor. The intention. If we've got that right, if we've got control over that intention, we're not going to create any more negative karma. What we do about the negative karma we already created, that's another story. We already talked about how to purify that. But in terms of going forward, in terms of, I will definitely abandon the first. I will definitely abandon non-virtuous actions. That's how we do it. And practice virtuous actions. All that is rolled up in one mental factor, holding the intention to benefit others. Beautiful, huh? That's the key. We're complete control over our karma going forward. Because our karma depends. Shall I read that again? Okay. Bear this in mind now and listen again to Geshe-la. Since the quality of our experiences depends upon the quality of our actions, and the quality of an action depends upon the quality of the intention with which it is performed, ultimately, all our happiness and unhappiness depend upon the mental factor, intention. Get it right. Get the right intention. Hold that intention. Just train. I mean, it couldn't be simpler, really. You just got to have one kind of basic underlying thought in everything you do. And you've got a little checklist. Okay, before I say, let me just check. And you know, if you don't have that intention, make that your intention. Change the action. You know, often, for example, if you come to teachings, I don't know, maybe you're sitting in the center in Brighton right now, or you're sitting at home, but often you go to a teaching and the teacher will say, okay, or retreat or something. Okay, now check your motivation. And it's like, yeah, actually, now that you mention it, I'm not even sure what my motivation is. I'm just here because it's Friday. To check. So checking motivation doesn't mean you check and you don't find that you've got a very clear, explicit motivation, or maybe it's not a very good motivation. Okay, then change it. We can change our motivation. We can change our intention. I started off doing this action for wanting to do this action, but then I changed it. I made it virtuous. Why am I on this bus at the moment? Because it's 9:15 on a Friday morning and I'm on my way to work. Okay, that's a pretty low grade motivation. How about so I can go to work and earn some money and look after my family? Much better motivation. Do you see, we can change. We redefine an action by redefining our motivation. So this we train all the time. This is Mahayana Buddha. This is actual Lojong. Lo means mind. Jong means to train. Train the mind. The real essence of training the mind is checking our intention, controlling our intention, and transforming our actions, making them more and more virtuous, making them more and more powerful by setting a higher and higher motivation for what we're doing. So being of benefit, having the intention to benefit others, guarantees that we create good karma, guarantees that the result, when that action ripens, and we don't know when, and it almost definitely will be in another life, but the person of that life is going to be really grateful to the person of you now. You yourself in your future life is going to look back. I look back now, for example, I look at me, I live in Manjushri Center. I am a disciple of Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche. I have met Kadam Dharma. I have met and received the oral instructions of the Mahamudra. I have a temple in my back garden. I'm surrounded by virtuous beings, beautiful people who are doing their best, dedicating their life to practicing Dharma with the intention to improve themselves, to be able to benefit others, etc., 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 etc. We're in lockdown, but still I'm receiving the Dharma. Now, I have a front row seat. It's just me and the teacher. How many of you sat at the front row this year's festivals? Everybody got a front row seat. I mean, how incredible. Now, what kind of good fortune is that? I hope you agree that that's good fortune, immense good fortune. What do you think created the cause? And who do you think created the cause? Well, it was you. Well, when I say you or me, I created the cause. It wasn't the me of this life. It was somebody in a previous life. Well, thank you, somebody in my previous continuum. That person was also called me, but different body, different blah, blah, blah. Thank you, me, previous me, for what I'm experiencing now. Because if you had not created these causes, I may not even have made it to the surface of the ocean and been reborn in a human body, never mind a precious human body, with all of the conditions to meet and practice holy Dharma. So it kind of helps a little bit, doesn't it? It just, never mind other people, cherish your future self. Geshe says, when you're training and taking giving, start with your future self. Take away the suffering of your future self. Give happiness to your future self. Just get out of me, this me, here, now. Get away from that person. So when we understand that the flow of our life, I mean, here we're just passing through this life. It's a stream of consciousness. And in that stream, there are experiences and there are intentions. And we're creating and recreating and experiencing karma all the time through our mental factor intention, through our mental factor feelings. That is the life. That is my function. I'm a person. That's what I do. I perform actions and experience their results. I think anybody can do that. If you can have like a universal mind, the wish to benefit all living beings, if that's too much, then just have the wish to benefit a few. Even the wish to benefit your dog, doesn't matter. If it's someone other than you, it's gonna be beneficial.